Okay, this is 2 April, 2003. We are in the midst of studying the seven-headed dragon of the soul. I'm sorry? We're in the midst of studying the seven-headed dragon of the soul. And the war is going on. In fact, they're, I guess, 20 miles outside of Baghdad. We need to continue to be in prayer for our military forces, our president, this country in that respect. Need our prayers. We need to be in prayer for our assembly, what God is going to do as far as location of worship. Need to be in prayer for one another. And need to pray for some ladies to come down. But people. So let's prepare ourselves for the study of the scriptures. We're in the midst of studying the seven-headed dragon and the soul. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we consider it a great privilege to take time out of our life and assemble and study and know things that are in your scriptures. Especially in time of war, economic uncertainty. There's so many problems that Christians have that bring stress, anxiety, and depression. I pray, Father, that this study will help guide and relieve Christians without investing a lot of money, just investing a lot of faith, Heavenly Father, in hearing what you are and what you have given. Pray your Spirit will lead me tonight, say the things you'd have me to say in a manner that will be easy to understand, and the Spirit can cause to come alive in people's souls who suffer. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. So we have studied the head of fear. We discovered the head of the seven-headed dragon all from our study in Corinthians, the strongholds of the soul. We studied fear, anger, bitterness, resentment. Last week, hate. And now let's take a look at the head of jealousy. The stronghold of jealousy in the soul. If you want to really mess up your life, if you want to act like a total fool that even shocks you what you act like, if you want to bring on yourself some of the most unbelievable anxiety and depression, try jealousy. It will eat away and give you no peace. It's another head of the seven-headed dragon that comes right out of Satan's lie that I'll be talking about. You have an ideal of performance. Now, Satan's lie is stated again, my self-worth is made up of my performance plus others' opinion of me. And jealousy springs up out of this lie. When your performance is not what you desire, maybe someone else's performance is superior to yours, certain people's opinion is not as high of you as you want, they're not doing what you want, jealousy raises its head, and things like anxiety, depression, oppression comes to control your mind and body. Now, we're not going to do a long biblical study of jealousy and envy. That would take too long. We're going to take a brief look at jealousy and envy as how it's related to stress, anxiety, and depression in the soul. And I want to start off with a statement and support it through this study so that you'll understand something about jealousy that you may not have thought about. Jealousy is another form of control. People, I just cannot overstress to you, those of you tonight that are suffering, as you listen to this series, suffer from SAD, the effect of need to be in control. And jealousy is just another form of control. It is an oppressive control, and I'll explain that. It's an oppressive control. People who suffer from jealousy and envy have learned to use it to control others. Let me repeat that. People who suffer from jealousy and envy have learned to use jealousy and envy to control others. It works in certain ways in their life, and they do it. Control, again, is related to your flesh nature. Jealousy is related to your flesh nature. I'll show you all of that. And let me remind you about your flesh nature, because we're going to talk about that tonight from Scripture. Your flesh nature. We studied five things about your flesh nature. And I think it's interesting that the Spirit hasn't given me any more. And I've asked you, and if you find any in your reading in Scripture, but we have seen that it is continually being corrupted from Ephesians. We have seen that it is deceitful above all else. We have seen that it is incurably wounded. We have seen that it is full of evil. And we've seen that it is insane. And boy, when you go into the jealousy, you're going to see the insanity of the flesh. Jealous people will do some of the most bizarre conduct and activity and things you can imagine. Well, you can't even imagine. It shocks those who do not have a problem with jealousy how a jealous person can do some of the things they do. I'm not excusing it at all. I'm just saying, just be shocked at what jealousy will cause you to do. And it is a depression that just eats away in your soul, and then it has to be expressed, it has to come out, and it comes out in an ugly manner. Because of those five things that we just looked at again, just named, we sense our weakness, we sense our vulnerability, and therefore seek to be in control. The flesh nature hates not being in control. I might even change it to fears not being in control. Yet it is constantly aware of its own vulnerability, those five things. It's constantly aware of that. It's constantly aware it can't live up to all its high performance. Therefore, the desire for less vulnerability, the desire, the demand from the flesh for less vulnerability, more control, causes a great number of problems in life, and they're all exemplify themselves in SOD. Now, again, jealousy, envy are part of the immune system of the flesh nature. What is the most one single thing important about an immune system? You don't have to know a whole lot to understand our own physical immune system and the concept. If you want to understand, the most essential thing about any immune system is identification of self. Identification of self. And the immune system has to protect self. It has to protect self. So if you are jealous, you know one thing. You are in the flesh and you are highly sensitive to self, to the exclusion of everyone else. It is the immune system. And when it senses insecurity, jealousy, envy comes to the rescue, and it's so important that you see this, the immune system. Let me be sure I highlight this, whatever, flashing light. The immune system of the flesh, of the flesh nature that we're studying, destroys the flesh nature. It's supposed to come to its aid, but as we're going to see, all of the immune system of the flesh, like jealousy, which comes to protect the flesh, ends up destroying it. You know what AIDS is? AIDS is where the immune system comes to work and destroys the human body. Breaks it down, doesn't identify it, and destroys it. And that's what we're talking about here. This is what the immune system of jealousy will do. While it, on the surface, it's coming to protect you, get you back under control, it is going to end up destroying you in a very ugly manner. A person with AIDS in the final years is ugly. It's not pleasant. And we've seen it in pictures, if not actual people. It's not pretty. Well, people, the way that jealousy destroys the flesh nature is not pretty. When insecurity sets in from things like fear or jealousy, envy, it causes you to sense danger. Now listen, because these are the things I want you to understand about those of you that experience stress, anxiety, and depression from jealousy. I'm just talking with you. I'm not judging you on any of these. I'm here to help. But when insecurity sets in, insecurity of the flesh nature, things like jealousy and envy cause you to sense danger even in a safe and otherwise secure environment. Most of the time, it's not even real. It's not even real. But you must see, the insecurity sets in, and the insecurity comes from our flesh nature, off of Satan's lie. That's why Satan controls us with religion. Do and do. Takes care of that insecurity. Okay, I've got the law, I'm doing everything right, I'm secure in what I'm doing. That's why religion works. But this is, we're looking at jealousy and envy. And it causes you, the insecurity, jealousy sets in, and it causes you to sense danger even in a safe and otherwise secure place in relationships. There may be no danger whatsoever in your relationship. There may be no danger whatsoever at work. But by the time you get through with it, you will destroy your marriage. You will destroy your job. You will destroy your friendships. Not because it's real, but because you have a sense of danger. Your immune system of jealousy has a sense of danger in a safe and otherwise secure place of relationships. You even anticipate. And you create a problem, and you say, see there, I was right. No, you weren't. Your jealousy ran them off, not what was happening. So imagine all the things that can go wrong in your life, in your job, in your marriage, in a relationship, in anything. You imagine all the things that can go wrong, and it's all in your mind. People, it's your mindset. Remember that word? It's in your mindset. Your mindset is insecurity about the flesh, insecurity of performance, insecurity of the opinion of others, and you anticipate, even imagine, all the things that can go wrong. I will deal with this later, but I read I've read several books of this study, but I haven't gotten a whole lot, but one was really good. It gave a list of things. The what if is one of the dangers. What if this happens, and what if that happens, and what if? And you destroy yourself with this. But we'll come to that later. Soon, your mindset is that you are doomed to failure. And then sets in inordinate need. Now watch. Then sets in the inordinate need to be in control. To be in control of all things around you. So insecure, so jealous, that you have to control and add that to Satan's lie. Remember that control is an illusion. Control is an illusion. Come on in. How y'all doing? We got tablecloths. It's a fancy church tonight. Boy, this is uptown. I tried studying better and teaching things, so I'm going to superficial. We got tablecloths on the table.
I think it feels good.
Yeah. spiritual food, we lay it out. Laying out the gourmet. We are studying the stronghold of jealousy in the soul. And we're looking at the insecurity. You get insecure, so jealousy comes to the front to protect you. You've got to be in control. Satan's lie comes into play. Anticipation of rejection. Jealousy of others, in both of the levels of performance and opinion of others. You sense self-doubt. Insecurity. People, stay with me, because we're building this, and you're going to see yourself, or you're going to see others who experience depression and anxiety from jealousy. You sense the self-doubt of insecurity, jealousy, envy, And so you turn to control to counter the self-doubt, to counter the insecurity. I'm insecure, so jealousy comes in and says, gaining control to counter these. You have begun a life of unbelievable sadness, SAD, stress, anxiety, depression. You have begun a life of unbelievable sadness. If you're a parent and you see a child who is starting to develop jealousy, oh, help them. Don't take them to shrinks and counselors and all of that. Help them to be who they are in Christ, as we're going to see as the solution here. But if you sense doubt, insecurity, based on Satan's lie, all right, that's your flesh nature. So what is the immune system? Jealousy, envy comes to the aid. And you try to control, to counter your doubt, to counter your insecurity, to make sure these things don't happen. And the more you control, the more you lose. And you've begun a life of unbelievable sadness, unbelievable inner torment, unhealthy relationships, accusations, attacks, conduct that will destroy everything in your life. You can't believe how destructive this sad is. The anxiety, the oppression that you cannot imagine. Now, here's the kicker or the danger. Here it is. In my notes, when I was working at the computer, one thing I do enjoy about the computer, among many things, is just simple things of preparing my notes. I can change the colors. If I use red for scripture, anytime I see red, it's right out of a verse, it's the verse, or word out of the verse, and that helps me just looking and making a quick glance. Most of the writing is just in the black, but when I want to really dramatize things, I can use other colors. So here's a kicker, a real danger for you. And if you can put in different colors in your notes, you do it. The more you turn to control, to combat your jealousy or envy, the more you lose control. The more you turn to control in order to combat jealousy and envy, the more you lose control. Have you ever seen a jealous person? They just lose control. They will just do some of the most horrible things that they don't even like themselves. I've had in counseling and reading, people, men, women, they'll burst right into someone's office or home or business or a restaurant. They will start throwing things. So please understand this and what I'm saying to you. The more you turn to control in order to combat your jealousy and your envy, the more you're going to lose control. Bank on it. You are going to become a total jerk in regard to your husband, your wife, your children, your parents, your work, your friends, the church, whatever. You will lose control. The more you turn to jealousy to control your insecurity, the more you actually lose control. It's a vicious circle. This thing of control is so important in life. Well, my husband's a control freak. My parents are control freaks. My wife's a control freak. The most unbelievable room of a person. That's their way of controlling. I don't know if you know that or not. People usually say they're a control person. Somebody tells them, how'd you do that? You know, getting all this. People, let me tell you something. We all have our own ways in the flesh of getting in control of a circumstance we can't do anything about or we think we can. Control is something that is characteristic of the flesh. Now stay with me for a moment and divert a little bit. This is why walking by faith and faith alone, not by rules, performance, opinion of others, law, do and do, that's why faith is so difficult for so many people. The more you are a controlled person, the more difficult it will be for you to live by faith. Because of faith life, you're out of control. God's in control. to walk by the power and the leading of God the Holy Spirit is antithetical to your flesh nature. People, this is why spiritual love is just so perverted to all kinds of other things by so many preachers and people. They try to make it impersonal love, tough love, do something with love, and set love aside like they did in Ephesus in Revelation 2. Just set it aside because there's things more important, and on and on and on. Why? Because people, there's no control with love. To love as Christ loved is to make yourself vulnerable, and people do not want a love that makes them vulnerable. I want to protect myself. If you ever want to see how vulnerable you are when you love as Christ loved, just look at a cross. That's what his love cost him. He didn't have to do that. Christ could have been in control and just said, "Are you kidding? Every one of you Romans are dead right now. Boom. Nobody takes me and nails me to a cross." But his love made him vulnerable. Spiritual love makes you vulnerable. That's why the game is played by preachers and philosophers and all this stuff with love, trying to make it where you can have the love and still be in control. Doesn't work. But getting back to our study now, please understand, the more you've got to be in control, the more difficult it is to walk by faith. That's why people like to walk by rules. Some people like to walk by big fix, do and do. Others like to walk by Bible doctrine. Others like to walk by serving and just know that they say, "Got to have something I can look for." I can't just walk by faith today and see what God is going to do with me. I've got to be in control. And now we're looking at it from here. The more you turn to control to combat your jealousy, see, you think, "Okay, I'm getting jealous." Now, let's just take a classic case. Let's pick on the man, not the woman. But it can be a woman. Let's just pick on the man. We can pick on parents. We can pick on a boss. Whatever. But a man is jealous of his wife. So what does he say? "The more I can control her, then it'll take care of my jealousy. I won't be jealous." No, you can't believe what you're creating in your own soul. The more you're going to lose control. You're going to lose. So the more you turn to jealousy to control your insecurity, the more you actually lose control. Let's note a few things. Recklessness. Recklessness is one of the things that starts to happen with a person that is under the stronghold of jealousy. Not caring. Just disregard for life circumstances. Just total disregard. You're totally a wrestler. You're totally the, "Why does it take you so long to get home? Hey, listen, I drive 20 miles in 5 o'clock traffic. No excuse. You ought to be here in 10 minutes. You get off there at 5, you ought to be here at 5 after, 10 after." No, that's stupid. That's stupid. "I had to stop at the store. I had to do this. I had to do that." No, when you are under this, you have lost such control. I'm trying to make these vivid. You become reckless. Not caring how you hurt other people. How you hurt yourself. Disregard for life circumstances and dealing with those around you. When a jealous or envious person reaches this point of depression and oppression and anxiety, the loss of control. They act like a mad person. "I don't know you anymore. I don't understand you." Now, let me give you a little parenthesis, a little warning for you if you experience this and suffer from this. Your enemies will use this. Just know this. This is giving you some wisdom. Your enemies will use this against you. They will know how to use your jealousy, your anger, your recklessness, your disregard, and they will use it. Other people will start avoiding you. As you think it's them. Others will start avoiding you. And friends, family, won't know what to do. That's what you created. You created it. They've done nothing. Oh, look at, no, they've done nothing. You are insecure? Don't deny. This is 1 John 1:8. Don't deny. Let's start the recovery. Let's start letting the Holy Spirit tear down the stronghold of jealousy. He can do it. God can do this for you if you let Him. But if you're sitting there saying, no, no, not me, then you're not going to allow the Spirit to tear it down. But your enemies will use the recklessness, the disregard, the not caring about yourself or others, the things around you. They will use it against you to destroy you. Others will avoid you, and friends won't know what to do. Another one, rigid, opinionated. Got a thought, an opinion on everything. And anybody that doesn't agree with you becomes jealous of. They're not with you. Social isolation. Social isolation. And that is called, that creates inside an excessive need of others. Try you're pulling away. Try you're pulling away. People, this will just destroy you. It's what I was trying to show you earlier. Become a workaholic to avoid rather than face it. So then the more you turn to control to combat jealousy, the more you're going to lose control. Jealousy, envy, this may surprise some of you, is characteristic of the Christian life. I'll show you this in Scripture. I know it may surprise you. It is characteristic of the spiritual life. Now, we might think of it in regard to romance, being jealous of somebody, that the person you're in love with, they smile at somebody else, or somebody said something nice to them, or they have a friend. We think of it that way. We think of it in the physical part, someone looks better, so we become jealous of the way they look, those kinds of things. But boy, let me tell you what happens in the church. And I'll show you this in Scripture, Louise is talking. You may be going to church. You may be considering yourself trying to be a great Christian. So, jealousy. Jealousy over other spiritual gifts. This ripped the assembly of Corinth. Jealousy over another believer's spiritual gift. You may be, oh, that's so silly. No, it isn't. Another person's spiritual gift, they get praise, they get recognition. They're the pastor. They're the song leader. They're administrator. Other people compliment, other people do this, they're always in the front, and jealousy starts setting in. Even against the pastor, especially against the pastor with a lot of people. Jealousy. Jealousy of what they've got. The Church of Corinth was ripped with jealousy over spiritual gifts. So there's a spiritual problem related in the Christian life. And when Christians live under Satan's lie and their Christian life of performance and others' opinion, they become jealous. Therefore, whichever of the four circles that you find yourself in the churches that you go to, they all give rise to the stronghold of jealousy. Now, we've studied the four circles. One circle is what is really important is moral righteousness. Another church, their main momentum is knowledge of the Bible. Another church's mid-year is emotional response, charismatic emotionalism. Another church is the service. And we studied all of these. And so the first one, the moral righteousness, this appeals to control of the body. So people congregate to that church because they can do that, and the opinion of their friends is really high of them because they can do it, they can perform. Others, it's knowledge of their mind, control of the mind. See, one is of the body, one's of the mind, and again, that's the performance, and that's the opinion of others. Boy, I'm really impressed, and that's why you learn more, because the opinion is there. The performance level's high. Then the emotional pattern, control of the emotion. And then the last one is control of life, how you serve God, mind, body, emotion, life. They all work on Satan's lie of performance and others' opinion of you, and they all breed jealousy. They all breed jealousy. Do you ever realize walking by faith doesn't breed jealousy. See how the Bible says spiritual love. What is the one characteristic of spiritual love? Spiritual love. Love in 1 Corinthians 13. Love is not jealous. When you walk by faith, you're not jealous because it's not performance. It's God's performance. And we'll get out to some of that as far as our solution. Give you an idea. When I say that this one just so characterizes Christians. Give you an idea. In the Gospel of John 13, the disciples, those stained glass wonders that people just think are just so great, they came to the Passover in the upper room. And the Lord was going to be there. They came to that Passover, people, filled with jealousy and envy of each other and competing for who was going to be the best, who was the most important. They were filled with jealousy and envy of one another, competing to be the best. And what is so beautiful here is what our Lord said to them. And people, all I'm going to do is, this is the beginning. If you understand these things, you'll understand the power of stress, the power of SAD from jealousy and envy. What's important is what the Lord said. You're not great. You're not more spiritual by your production. You're not more spiritual by your opinions of each other, by your spiritual gift, by your knowledge of doctrine, by your personality. Those aren't the real issue. He makes it very clear, spiritual love, our loving as Christ loved you, that's the issue. But so few desire spiritual love, for spiritual love makes you vulnerable. As far as the world is concerned, it puts Christ on the cross. Jealousy, envy, again, is the immune system of the flesh, of self. Self is the issue. But instead of protecting self, jealousy and envy destroy self. You can be moving along in a spiritual life, and all of a sudden, right out of that stronghold of jealousy, the head of the seven-headed dragon raises its ugly head, and jealousy starts eating away. And boom, there goes your whole spiritual life. To give you an idea of how all of this is going to work together in your spiritual life, let's look at Proverbs 14, please. Let's look at Proverbs 14. Okay, Proverbs 14. Just going to note a verse here, kind of give you a beginning touch on how this is going to work. Verse 30. A tranquil heart is life to the body, but jealousy is rottenness to the bones. The New American Standard has passion. I'll show you the word jealousy. But jealousy is rottenness right down to the skeleton structure. Let's look at this. A tranquil heart. Wow, doesn't that sound good to some of you tonight, listening to these tapes that are hurting? Doesn't that sound desirable? A tranquil heart. No stress, no anxiety, no depression. The Hebrew word here, we're not going to spend a long time, but the Hebrew word here means good health, healing when weakened, a tranquil heart, at peace. Okay, see the word heart? Goes right back to what we've seen all along. People, you choose to be stressed. You choose to be depressed. Circumstances do not make you do that. It is not something you cannot prevent. We choose. This is where the problem lies, in the heart. This is the real you. Stress, anxiety, and depression is a choice you have made. You've made a decision to be sad. You've made a decision to be jealous. It's a mindset. How do you get that tranquil heart? Well, we've studied some passages, whatsoever man thinketh, so he is. Thou wilt keep in perfect peace his mind is stayed on thee. Perfect peace, the concept of a tranquil heart. You walk by faith in the Spirit gives you a tranquil heart. You're at peace with God. So this is sort of another summation of our whole study of stress, anxiety, depression. A tranquil heart. How do you get it? How do you get it when you're hurting? Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace. His mind is stayed on thee. You walk by faith in the Spirit, the work of the Spirit to give you. The heart is the real you. This is where you hurt. You're not jealous in your body. Not on such your body, but you're not jealous in the body. You get tired, your muscles get tired, but not jealous. It's in your heart. It's in the miserable you. This is the real you. Right here, that word. So, this is what we're dealing with. A tranquil heart is life to the body. The body is used for your life. Not just like flesh, light, your flesh, but your whole body. Now, it does affect the body, but talking about the whole life. The word life here. A tranquil heart is life to the body. The word life here, vitality. Healthy life. People, this is the business God is in. God is in the life-giving business. He's in the life-giving business. A tranquil heart. He will give you a tranquil heart and a vitality for life. That's beautiful. And every one of you who is suffering from stress, anxiety, depression, you can have that. You don't need to pay somebody $100 an hour. You don't need to be taking drugs. What you need to be doing is just listen to what God has to say. You can have a tranquil heart and a vitality for life. A healthy soul is vitality to life. Now let's look at the second part of the verse. But jealousy is rottenness to the bones. Here's the cancer of jealousy. Here's what it'll do. Like cancer is in the body, our bones, and our system. Here's what it'll do. Jealousy, envy will destroy your lives. That's what we're seeing right here in this cancer. The word passion, the Hebrew word, gra, is jealousy, envy. And like the Greek word, the Hebrew word for jealousy has both a good and bad connotation, depending on the context. We're not going to spend a long time studying the words and that's it. That's not what this study is about. This study is about jealousy that is so destructive to your life. So here's the bad sense. Jealousy will destroy your life. It'll just eat your life up like cancer will eat the bones of your body. It will eat the vitality out of your love life, your marriage, your work, your friendship, your family, romance, every part of your being. It'll eat it. Look what jealousy will do to your life. It is. Some of you already know this, listen to these tapes, because you're experiencing it. Rottenness. You know, rottenness is decay. Jealousy has come to protect your flesh self, and look what it does. It decays it. People that, unfortunately, people get AIDS. Their immune system has come to the aid of their body, and it destroys it. Eats it away. That's what this is doing. Jealousy will do it to you. Rottenness. Eating away of your body, eating away of your life, eating away of your relationships with people, your husband, your wife, your children, your parents, your friends, work, church, everywhere. It'll eat it away. Rottenness. People, this is why we must allow the Spirit to tear down the stronghold of jealousy and envy. Jealousy, envy, immune system to self. By our first birth, we are consumed with self. And this is why we destroy ourselves and our lives by being occupied with self. Trying to protect self, we destroy self. And therefore, we need to know who we are in Christ. People, I want you to know who you are in Christ, believe who you are in Christ, and live who you are in Christ. Be occupied with who you are in Christ. Get away from Satan's lie. That's not who you are. You are who you are in Christ. I don't care what anyone tells you. That's who you are if you're a Christian. If you've accepted Christ as Savior by faith, that's who you are. you are who you are in Christ. If you stay with who you are in the flesh, it'll eat you up. It'll destroy you. It will destroy you. Be who you are in Christ. Believe, know who you are, you will be fully through. Believe who you are in Christ, and then live who you are in Christ. Let's go to the New Testament. The Greek word for jealousy, envy, zeloo, Z-E-L-O-O, to care. The word means to boil. Come, the root means to boil, to seethe. And it's used for jealousy, envy, because this is what happens inside of you. Start boiling, seething. It's another way of looking at the rottenness. This looks at it as a boiling, a seething. Fundamental to jealousy is self. Jealousy, envy recognizes self, and when she sees self, when she sees others prosper in some way, or spoken highly of, or kindly of, when it feels insecure of its own performance, it becomes jealous. That's your flesh self. Envy what others have, or what self feels threatened. And as I said before, people, this happens in the safest of environments. So many people have ruined and destroyed good marriages, marriages that were working, because jealousy set in. There's no problem until they created it. They created and destroyed their marriage, their work, their relationships with people. That's how destructive this is. It will cause you to act so irrationally. We want to allow the Spirit to overcome and destroy the stronghold. Want the Holy Spirit to do it. Another Greek word in the New Testament that is also translated envy, jealous, jealousy or envy. And we're going to look at it. Aristotle, by the way, reserved zeloo as a virtue that one sees what another has or has accomplished and then just desires to obtain it for themselves. And not so much they use this, now it can be in the New Testament used good or bad, but generally the law is used both good and bad, and the good ideal is you see somebody, what somebody's accomplished, and you're not jealous of them in a negative way, you just, boy, I desire that, so I'm gonna study hard or whatever it may be, I'm gonna get in better shape and this type of thing. So, and that's a good sense. It gives you a drive, a desire. But there's another word that's only used in the bad, it's pathanos. It's used only in a bad sense, never in a good sense. It describes, now listen, it describes an antagonism which others have something, and when others have something, or they gain something, you become jealous. This is why the Bible says love is not jealous. Let me tell you what that means. We'll look at it later, but let me just tell you right now. I feel compelled to tell you right now why jealous. Love is not jealous. What spiritual love allows, it allows God to bless others without disrupting your spiritual life at all. Isn't that wonderful? God can bless somebody else financially, marriage, children, success, different things, whatever it may be. Spiritual love allows God to bless everybody around you without messing up your spiritual life at all, because love is not jealous. Spiritual love is not jealous. But what jealousy does, it resents what others get. Thanos includes ill will, even harm. You start plotting their harm. You start plotting the harm, you start hurting people, you start hurting your wife, your husband, the preacher, the deacons, somebody in the church. You start hurting them. You want them hurt because you got to be in control. Control is an illusion. It's a destructive illusion. And the jealousy rises up from within, from the stronghold of the soul. And the jealousy rises up from within and starts with the identification of self and then the resentment of others. So what is the source of jealousy? Envy? Self. It's what will destroy you. Let's look in closing at Mark chapter 7. Mark chapter 7. Mark 7, verse 20. Let me show you something about jealousy. Mark 7, verse 20. And he was saying, okay, this is Christ. Now watch this. That which proceeds out of man, that which proceeds out of the man, that is what defiles the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed the evil thoughts, fornications, thefts, murders, adulteries, deeds of coveting, jealousy. It's our word. Wickedness, as well as deceit, sensuality, envy, there's our word again, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. There isn't a Christian who doesn't fall in there at some point in their Christian life. Don't think you're so great. You're going to fall in there somewhere, even if it's arrogance, which we will study, foolishness. All these evil things proceed from within and defile the man. People, it's not stress, anxiety, depression, jealousy, envy, they're not from without. They're not something that you can't do anything about. They're not something that just is a reflex action and there's nothing you can do about it. No. They are inside of you. Jealousy is inside of you. Stress, anxiety, depression, cause some jealousy, envy, inside of you, and has to come out, and that's what defiles you. It's what destroys you. It's not what goes in. We hear things in our society, that isn't what pollutes you. It isn't what destroys you. It's the things that's going on inside. What you do with it. How you process it. This is what defiles. So it's not what goes into a man, it's what comes out of your soul that defiles who and what you are. It defiles your life. And the note, it begins in verse 20, which defiles, that which comes out of a man defiles it, ends in 23. Christ taught it. Make sure you got the point. All these evil things proceed from within. You can't deny it. It's from your own mind, mindset. And they defile a man. You'll be shocked the horrible things Christians do to one another because they're jealous and envious. How they destroy. Now, the next passage is going to take more in just a few minutes, so we will resume here at this point next Wednesday night. And let's close in a word of prayer. Please be in prayer for our military forces, be in prayer for this assembly where God would have us to meet, what God is doing with us. And we're thankful to Jim Passmore. He's busy like the rest of you, but he's put in the yeoman's work to time and all to get us our liability so that we can meet here and satisfy the owner's desires as far as letting us stay here. So we thank you, Jim, for taking that time. And let's close in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, it's such a shame, the things that so many Christians are experiencing right now, tonight, all over the United States, brings stress, anxiety, and depression, things like jealousy. The cancer that resides inside is a stronghold of the soul. How great we are, what kind of God you are, because if they will let you, if we will let you, by faith, just trust in your spirit, you have made it clear. You will tear down these strongholds. Not us, we can't do it. The flesh doesn't want to destroy that. You will do it. Your spirit will do it in us. And I pray, Father, that if there's Christians out there experiencing the stronghold of jealousy and envy, destroying their soul, their life, their spiritual life, their marriages, their homes, their work. I pray that, Father, they would respond. These messages will get in our hands. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.